Welcome to the Last Man Standing podcast. Today, Maddie and I are going to interview Thomas Farabee and Tibbetts. Are you excited, Maddie?
Yes, I have some great questions I'm burning to ask. Hello, everyone. Welcome, Thomas Farabee.
Hello, and this is my friend, Tibbetts.
Hello, folks.
Could you just tell us what it was like to be at the bombing of Japan?
It was dark outside. The moon was very bright. I could smell the jet fuel burning my nose. The wind was not blowing.
Was it hot or cold on the plane?
It was a cold, dark, scary night. I was shivering. The ocean was calm. The sky was clear.
The flight took 5.5 hours.
Wow, that's a long time.
I've never been on a plane that long.
So how long did you train to be a bombarder?
I was training for 6 months at flight school, and I gained additional training as a bombardier.
He was the best bombardier who ever looked through the eyepiece of a Norden bomb site.
So tell us about your background.
I was born in Davie County and excelled in sports in high school and college. I lettered in track, basketball, and football. I looked forward to a Major League Baseball career until I received a football injury, which ended that. So I joined the Army Air Corps.
Where were you guys stationed?
After completing training, the 509th Composite moved to the Pacific Theater and set up base on the island of Tinian in the Mariana Chain.
Did you know that Enola Gay was named after my mother?
Wow, that was fascinating. You guys are pretty hep cats.
So, describe what it was like dropping the bomb.
As a GI, I was trained for that stuff. When we flew over Hiroshima, Japan, August 6, 1945, I opened the bomb bay door and dropped Little Boy.
Little Boy?
Yeah, that was the name of the atomic bomb.
But they didn't surrender.
Nope, but we were gone.
Yeah, we were so knowledgeable.
So what did you do?
We dropped another bomb.
When?
August 15, 1945.
Then did they decide to surrender?
Yep, Japan surrendered.
Did you know my birthday was only 2 months and 4 days away when we dropped the bomb?
Wait, November 19th, that's today.
Yep, 1918.
Happy birthday.
And today you are receiving a Silver Star Legion of Merit, 2 Distinguished Flying Crosses, Bronze Star, and the Air Medal.
Yeah, Farabee's the best.
Thank you everyone for listening.
And thank you Mr. Farabee and Tibbetts.
And happy birthday.